When Michigan moved its presidential primary to January 15th, voters there liked the idea. A big state would have a role at the start of the primary season. But things have gotten complicated. Negative reactions in Iowa and New Hampshire have prompted some leading Democrats to remove their names from the Michigan ballot. And as NPR's Don Gagne reports, some people are wondering whether the Michigan primary will happen at all.
If you walked into Jimmy's restaurant in Royal Oak, Michigan during the lunch hour yesterday, it looked like all was on track in a state with a fast approaching presidential primary. Republican Mitt Romney had come to win some votes.
Gosh, I didn't know that you guys were all here to get some lunch here, and all of a sudden this politician shows up and ruins your meal.
Democrats have spent time in Michigan as well. This is Hillary Clinton at an AFL-CIO event.
I believe we've got to do more to support the American auto industry. We've got to do more to support the auto workers.
And here's Barack Obama at the Economic Club of Detroit.
One of the tragedies, I think, over the last 6 years is the absence of leadership from this administration in engaging Detroit or Michigan.
But those appearances by Democrats were months ago, before the state moved its primary ahead of New Hampshire. Here's the catch for the Democrats. It's the so-called New Hampshire Pledge, a promise not to campaign or participate in any state which schedules a presidential election primary or caucus before February 5, 2008, except for the states of Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. Citing that pledge, Barack Obama, John Edwards, Bill Richardson, and Joe Biden have all pulled out of Michigan. That leaves just Hillary Clinton, Chris Dodd, Mike Gravel, and Dennis Kucinich, who tried to have his name removed but who missed the deadline. Bill Ballinger publishes the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics. He says the fact that Clinton has a 20-point lead in Michigan explains why the other candidates have dropped out. He says Obama and Edwards made a simple calculation. If they can't win, it's not worth it. Clinton, meanwhile, today told New Hampshire Public Radio why she's still on the Michigan ballot.
I did not believe it was fair to, you know, just say goodbye, Michigan, and not take into account the fact that we're going to have to win Michigan if we're going to be in the White House in January 2009.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm says she's disappointed in the candidates who have, as she put it, abandoned Michigan. She defends the early primary date.
We need a fairer system. We need a system that makes Michigan's issues and the issues of the Midwest and the issues of manufacturing states relevant.
The defections from the ballot mean it's possible there could be no primary at all in Michigan. A primary would cost a financially strapped state millions of dollars, and the National Democratic Party threatens not to even seat the delegates. Mindful of this, the Michigan Democratic Party could cancel its primary. Bill Ballinger says if that happens, it could lead to something else.
So if the Democrats pull out, the Republicans could decide we're not going to play either.
The Republican fear is that a standalone GOP primary would be an invitation to Democrats to come and vote simply to create mischief. An option for both parties is a caucus taking place sometime after New Hampshire. The deadline for deciding that is mid-November. All of this confusion could be the reason why New Hampshire has not formally changed its date. Safe to say, the primary calendar remains in flux. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.